State and local law enforcement officials are stepping up their visibility throughout Vermont as a response to an unusually high number of traffic fatalities this summer. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
Vermont has rarely witnessed this many highway deaths in such a short period of time. Over a 48-hour period beginning this past weekend, 8 people died in traffic accidents in various parts of the state. Public Safety Commissioner Thomas Anderson told reporters that effective immediately, state and local police will have a greater presence on the road to encourage people to drive safely.
We've been talking with the state police, our law enforcement partners across the state, to increase visibility out on the roadways of both local and state police officers. But again, that will have an effect, but it's probably a short-term effect. And really what we're trying to do is change people's driving behavior.
Jennifer Morrison is the police chief in Colchester and the president of the Vermont Association of Chiefs of Police. She says the bottom line is that people's driving habits have to change in order to reduce fatalities.
We need your help. High visibility and robust enforcement will be trumped every time by lack of personal responsibility and risk-taking.
Commissioner Anderson says the biggest safety measure is for all drivers and passengers to wear seatbelts. He says this was not the case in 7 of the 8 fatalities that occurred last weekend.
That is the single most important thing a person can do to ensure their safety in a car. It's 50 to 70% more likely to survive a crash if you put your seatbelt on.
Vermont doesn't have a primary enforcement seatbelt law. It has what is known as a secondary law. This means a driver must be pulled over for a different violation in order to receive a ticket for failing to wear a seatbelt. Anderson says he's not prepared at this time to endorse any legislative effort to pass a primary enforcement law.
That's not going to be the be-all and the end-all to change driver behavior. It's going to be the decision for each driver in Vermont that gets into the car to say, hey, I'm going to buckle up because I know that's going to make me safer. I should want to do that, not because somebody's telling me I have to do that.
In a recent study, Vermont was listed as the state that has the greatest percentage of drivers who still use handheld cell phones and other electronic devices, even though it's against the law. Anderson says he's concerned by this growing trend.
I think it's a huge problem, and it's probably a growing problem. And I think it's a hard thing to measure how many people are out there, you know, on their cell phone or some other handheld device that are distracting their driving. I think it's a bigger problem than we probably have been able to measure.
Law enforcement officials say they're also concerned that a growing number of Vermonters are driving at excessive speeds on both the interstate and local roads, and they're asking these drivers to slow down. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.